And in the WNRN studios this morning, Finley Morton. Good morning.
Good morning.
I'm so glad to have you here.
Thank you.
I listened to your album, gosh, I think it was last summer when it came out, came my way. And it was nice. It was really kind of interesting. I wasn't really quite sure what to expect from a fellow from Scotland, since I listened to a lot of Scottish traditional music as well. Plus, you know, I've been fans of, you know, Franz Ferdinand and Aztec Hammer and everything in between. So it's more of a bluesy kind of album.
Yeah, I mean, all my influences. I mean, I was raised on all the great American songwriters, Bob Dylan and Neil Young and Tom Petty and guys like that. So that's kind of where all my influences come from.
So you were heard somehow over the interweb on BBC radio, and then you came to LA to kind of re-record it. Is that what happened?
Yeah. Well, kind of. There's a producer in LA called John Ryan who does Santana and a whole bunch of other stuff. And he heard the original mix, and he called me up and he said, "Look, I think you could do with a remix." So after getting over being slightly offended because I had done the original mix, we sent the tapes over to him, and he completely started from scratch and completely remixed it, and gave us back a completely different record, which is kind of the one that's out now. So.
And you were pleased with the result of having remixed?
Oh yeah, yeah. I mean, it's good to you can get too close to things. You become so paranoid about everything that you end up doing it wrong. And the first thing that John did was turn all my vocal up, really, you know, by a good 20%, which made an enormous difference, because I'm really paranoid about the way I sing. So.
We have Finley Morton in the WNRN studios this morning. Hey, comes to us from Aberdeen, Scotland, and he is doing a mini tour through the area. So when you release this album, you start off with the song "Scary Monsters." This is not the David Bowie song.
It's not the David Bowie song, no. It's an often made mistake.
Well, it's probably the only other song I know called "Scary Monsters," so you have to make the reference. At least somebody with a music geek brain like mine does, anyway.
Well, his is more famous than mine, anyway.
Okay.
So far.
And tell us a little about your companion here this morning, Greg. How did you meet him?
This is Greg. Greg played on my first album, so we've been doing stuff together for about 6 or 7 years now. We first met when a guitar player I was using before dropped out at the last second, and Greg bravely stepped into the breach, and we've been playing together ever since.
Well, how about if you play together right now?
Yeah, sure. Okay. This is the aforementioned "Scary Monsters." Green paves the way for my intentions to the places where the water flows. What does it mean, requiring more investigation? But the answer is nobody knows. Selfish whispers pass me by on my way back home. Childish mischief makes me cry. Don't wanna be alone. Scary monsters, they're coming to get me, yeah. Scary monsters, they're coming to get me, yeah. Deceptive sheen slowly slithers through the darkness in the caves where no one ever goes. It's quite quite obscene. Down the pathways, through the alleys, people hear it on their radios. Selfish whispers pass me by on my way back home. Childish mischief makes me cry. Don't wanna be alone. Scary monsters, they're coming to get me, yeah. Scary monsters, they're coming to get me, yeah. Monsters, they're coming to get me, yeah. Scary monsters, they're coming to get me, yeah. Scary monsters, they're coming to get me, yeah. Scary monsters, they're coming to get me, yeah.
WNRN. We've got Finlay Morton here in the WNRN studios this morning. He's playing out in Crozet tonight. So John Ryan going to be helping you with this not-yet-recorded project that's...
Yes, he is. We're looking at recording it over the next couple of months, I guess, and we're coming back over to the US in end of October for a tour, so we want to try and get it done before the end of that.
So are you going to record it and then send him the tapes and let him mix it again, or are you going to actually record it with him?
No, I think we'll do same as before, because it worked kind of okay.
It worked kind of okay. So let's talk a little bit about, you know, pre-Back to Basics. You said that you met Greg and had him work on a previous album, and you, all I know is that you played many years in London, you know, playing guitar. So let's explore that a little bit. Who were you playing with?
Just me.
Just you?
Yeah. I mean, originally I kind of moved from Scotland, and I had great dreams of the streets of London being paved with gold, and I came with a band, and we spent 5 years being really poor and not getting anywhere. So I started writing my own stuff, and I met a producer called Pip Williams, who did all the Moody Blues records, and was actually most famous for Status Quo's Rocking All Over the World. I was introduced to him by a friend of mine, and I just started writing songs about 2003, 2004, somewhere like that. And He suggested that we should go and just record them all. So that's kind of where I first met Greg as well.
So when you brought this this tribe of fellas down from Scotland down to London, did you play out under your name, or was there a band name?
There was a band name, which was it was Cocktail Crazy. Was the name of the band, and we were doing stuff around the same time that Roman Holiday were doing kind of that swing kind of pop vibe, and we were doing stuff a bit like that, and of course Roman Holiday were doing it, so no one was terribly interested in us doing it either, so that kind of fell apart, and we just drifted apart really, and I've been doing a whole bunch of other stuff since then.
Well, this is a nice album. I don't say that
Thank
in a
you.
Kind of a, you know, a condescending way. I really liked The Devil Ain't Get My Soul, because it to me was kind of one of the bluesier numbers, and I do like American blues, and there's always all that exploration of interacting with a dark force that is always I don't know, it's intriguing for me anyway. So I don't know what you want to do next, whether you want to do another thing off this album or you want to play a new song.
Okay, well let me we'll do one off of Back to Basics, and then I'll do a completely new one for you afterwards. So this is the sad song off the record. This was actually a record I wrote. My nephew suffered from schizophrenia quite badly, and at the tender age of 22, he took his own life, which was kind of sad. So this was a song about just the day it happened. It's called Real Long Day. Sometimes the pressure gets too much. I wish that you'd reached out to me, or maybe try to touch. Sometimes the others seem so cold. They're the ones who care for you, although they're looking old. It's been a real long day. Can't believe my feelings when I heard that you were leaving us for good. I really wish you'd stayed, 'cause we don't understand your reasons. Maybe we could meet up somewhere down the road that leads out of here. Questions still remain. Although you're in a better place, it doesn't stop our pain. It rather fuels my sense of dread. And I wonder what was going on inside that youthful head. It's been a real long day. I can't believe my feelings when I heard that you were leaving us for good. I really wish you'd stayed, 'cause we don't understand your reasons. Maybe we could meet up somewhere down the road that leads out of here. For good. I really wish you'd stayed, 'cause we don't understand your reasons. Maybe we could meet up somewhere down the road that leads out of here. Maybe I'll sit down and have a beer on the road that leads out of here.
WNRN in the studio this morning, Finlay Morton. So you put out the album in 06, Interpret This. You've got the new one, or Back to Basics 2009, which was remixed, and then you're going to be recording the new album this summer. When are you hoping it'll come out?
I'm hoping. I mean, I guess we're aiming for kind of the end of the year, so you know, kind of December time. It'd be great to get it out for Christmas. We're still kind of traveling around the country promoting Back to Basics, so we'll be doing that up to and including the next tour, and then next album to follow shortly after.
So, do you have a favorite place to record?
I record in a little studio in London, which is called the Wendy House, which is a terrific little place, which is owned by it's actually owned by a guy called Jerry Meehan, who's Robbie Williams' bass player. So. He's a bit of a friend of mine, and his brother Aids plays drums on all my tracks. So it's kind of a little family group.
Well, that's fun. All right. Well, how about how about you play us the new song?
Okay, this is one that hasn't been recorded yet, so you're hearing it in its kind of most original form. This is called "I'd Rather Be." I'd rather be interesting than boring. I'd rather be asleep if I am snoring. I'd rather be at home today than traveling. I'd rather be together than unraveling. Can't make up my mind if it's you or me. Wishes everything could be way it used to be. Can't make up my mind if it's you or me. I'd rather be, I'd rather be, I'd rather be. Rather be drunk today than sober. I'd rather it was happening than it's over. I'd rather catch the bus than have to walk it. I'd rather break the door down than unlock it. Can't make up my mind if it's you or me. I wishes everything could be the way it used to be. Can't make up my mind if it's you or me. I'd rather be, I'd rather be, I'd rather be. Do if we were free to choose. We all make plans and understand sometimes you gotta lose. I'd rather be St. George than be the dragon. I'd rather have all four wheels on my wagon. I'd rather not be a shoulder to cry on. I'd rather be a friend you can rely on. Can't make up my mind if it's you or me. But wishes everything could be the way it used to be. Can't make up my mind if it's you or me. I'd rather be, I'd rather be, I'd rather be. I'd rather be, I'd rather be. I'd rather be, I'd rather be, I'd rather be, I'd rather be.
WNRN, Finlay Morton is my guest this morning, and he comes from Aberdeen, Scotland. He's got an album that came out last year called Back to Basics 2009, and hopefully by the end of this year, he'll have a new album out, and we just heard a song that should be on that new album. Well, good luck on your tour. I see that you're got a few more dates in Virginia before you head on out of the area.
Yeah. Yeah, we're heading off on Wednesday if the Icelandic volcano lets us fly.
Well, that's probably been kind of interesting. Has that affected you at all yet in your traveling?
It hasn't yet, and we're hoping it doesn't, because Greg has to be in Zurich on Thursday to play a show. So, yeah, it's fingers crossed time.
All right, well, thanks so much to all of you for coming in this morning.
Thank you. Nice to be here.